Last year, nearly 3,200 registered voters in Florida had their political affiliations revoked. The Independence Party of Florida was disbanded by the state, and its registrants were forced to change to no party affiliation. Mark Early is the supervisor of elections in Leon County. He explains why such a thing happens.
Sometimes parties just disband because whoever's, you know, if it's a small party with a small number of administrators, they just voluntarily decide to disband. We've also had them where there was a technicality where I think every party's treasurer's books have to be audited every year by a CPA, I believe. And I've seen in the past where that exact requirement was not fully met.
Following the Independence Party, two other parties with some form of independence in their name disbanded as well. Early says those most affected by this are confused voters trying to register as independent, which would actually be no party affiliation.
There is a lot of voter confusion about what some of these different names of these parties mean. A lot of voters I've found in my years in elections that they think they're an independent voter, which really means they don't have a party affiliation. They're independent. But as I just said, there is currently an independent, with a T at the end, party of Florida. So they aren't an NPA or no party affiliation voter. They are actually an independent party voter.
But party affiliation isn't the only issue potentially affecting voter turnout in 2018. Early says there are large influxes of young voters in Leon County due to the college population, but because of timing and exhaustion of national news coverage, it does not translate into local elections.
At FSU, and I think FAM and TCC, classes start August 27th. Okay? Our primary election is August 28th. Students aren't thinking about a primary election the day after classes start. They're thinking about where they move into, you know, what classes are they doing, drop ad, who's in their classes, getting their books purchased, you know, where do they go to eat. And so just the timing for primary elections really greatly impacts this younger demographic.
Early, along with the Leon County Supervisor of Elections Office, has pushed for greater advertisement of local elections in order to increase voter turnout. For WFSU News, I'm Andrew Quintana.